Hello my friends, Namaskar and welcome to Curries with Bombay. Today I will show you how to make chickpea butter masala. It is a quick recipe but it is very delicious and it tastes just like the ones that you get at restaurants. We will first do the blender work. In your blender jar, add some tomatoes, garlic and ginger and make a smooth puree out of it. In a pot, add about a tablespoon of oil and 2 tablespoons of butter. As soon as the butter melts, add a teaspoon of cumin seeds, that is jeera. Then add finely chopped onions. Make sure you chop your onions very fine. In that way, the onions will brown up faster. At the same time, they will blend in well into the gravy. At the end, I just don't like to see pieces of onion swimming here and there in the gravy and staring at me. I added 1/4 teaspoon of salt to the onions to help them soften up faster. Now you do not want the onions to turn too deep and dark brown in color. A light brown color is what we are aiming for. See how beautiful the onions are looking now? At this point, I like adding about 1/2 tablespoon of thick tomato paste. Tomato paste is optional, but the tomatoes available now are tasteless, so I prefer adding the concentrated tomato paste. It not only brings in a nice orange color to the dish, but it also gives a nice flavor. After adding the tomato paste, fry it on medium-low heat for a minute, and then it is spice time! 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 heaped teaspoon of Kashmiri red chili powder, 2 teaspoons of ground coriander, that is dhania powder, and 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, that is jeera powder. Fry the spice powders on low heat just for a few seconds, and then add the blended tomato, ginger and garlic. Give a stir and then cover it on medium heat for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, again give a stir and then cover it partially on medium heat. You want everything to thicken up more. Okay, so I have used canned chickpeas, but you can also use dried chickpeas. In that case, soak it overnight and cook them till they are tender. Since I am using canned chickpeas, I drained all the liquid from the can and rinsed the chickpeas under tap water. Now from this, I will save 1/3 cup of chickpeas and I will tell you why a little later. Okay, the tomato has thickened up quite a bit. Now add about 2 teaspoons of salt and 1 teaspoon of sugar to balance the flavors. Then 1 teaspoon of garam masala powder goes in, and this is my homemade garam masala powder. I will leave the link to that video in the description box. Finally, 1 teaspoon of dried fenugreek leaves, that is kasuri methi. Crush it a little and add it. Then the chickpeas tumble down. Stir them very well so that they get well coated and fried with that masala. Next, add about 1 cup of hot water. Now remember that 1/3 cup of chickpeas that we had saved earlier? Pour that into your blender jar along with 1/2 cup of water and puree it to a smooth paste. Then add this chickpea paste into the gravy. What this will do is that it will bring in a thickness to the gravy. I added 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper powder. Next, cover on low heat for 15 minutes. In between, give a stir and cover again. Minutes done, and see how gorgeous the curry is looking. Do a taste test at this point and adjust the seasonings. I felt the need to add a little more of sugar as it was tasting a bit sour. Then chopped coriander leaves go in and more goodness on the way. That is 1/3 cup of heavy cream. If you are allergic to dairy or if you are following a vegan diet, you can add coconut cream or coconut milk. Cover it again on low heat for 5 more minutes. After 5 minutes, you're almost done, but there is still another step that I would love to do. I plated it out, garnished it with some chopped coriander leaves, drizzled some cream on top, Then heat a small pan over low heat. I added a tablespoon of butter because it is butter chickpea masala, my friends, and just a drop of oil so that the butter doesn't burn. Once the butter starts melting, switch off the heat and add a teaspoon of sweet paprika to the melted butter. My friends, please remember to switch off the heat when adding the paprika to the melted butter, or else it will burn. You can also use Kashmiri chili powder instead of paprika. Then drizzle this buttery paprika goodness over the chickpeas. Now this, my friends, tastes just like the ones served at restaurants, and you will love it. Serve it with naan or any flatbread of your choice. Please give me a thumbs up if you've enjoyed watching this video. And do send me your feedback after trying this recipe. Bye-bye.